Blog Talk Radio.
The song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you.
This is Pastor Kim coming to you from Charlotte, North Carolina, from Vision of Hope Ministries. I thank God for you joining us this evening. Y'all should know by now that that's like one of my favorite songs, Alpha and Omega. It's an 8-minute song, so of course I can't play it that long, but that's just one of my favorite songs. That just ushers me into worship. You know, in the Bible, when they were trying to, when men or people were trying to get in contact or trying to get in touch with the Spirit, they would call for a musician. And if you think about it, that was the enemy's job. He is a fallen angel, and he used to, you know, receive all of the music. He had instruments and everything, so he would in turn take all of those, that praise and that music, and take it to the Father. So there's some songs that can just set a mood for you, and so that song really sets a mood. But I am excited about Vision of Hope and about the things that God is doing. Those of you who know me know that we got a good blessing on last weekend. We got some chairs, some new chairs, and I just couldn't resist. You know, I haven't been on Facebook that much, but I couldn't resist. I had to put the picture of my chairs on Facebook. So I'm just thanking God for his blessing and all the things that he's doing in our lives today. Vision of Hope is located at 5105 Reagan Drive in Charlotte. And so if you're in the area, please stop in and visit. And if you're not, continue to keep us in prayer. You can go to our website, vohministries.net, and check us out there. And even if you want to make a donation, you can also go in there. We have a PayPal account, or we have a post office box. You can send a donation in, however you choose to bless the house of the Lord. We're going to be talking tonight on should I praise God for everything? You know, I spoke on Sunday about if you praise him, and I wanted to add a subtitle to that, the blessings will come. So that was one of the emails that I sent out as well. But the question is, should we praise him for everything? Excuse me. So that's where I'm going tonight. Should we praise God for everything? And, of course, I have the scripture Psalms 100, which says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and enter his courts with praise. Speak to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. So that's in setting an atmosphere. When we go to church, we ought to come prepared and ready to come and give thanks unto the Lord, you know. I'm not against quiet churches, but I just like this portion of the Bible where it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. And so there's some other scriptures that talk about how we should praise him, loud sounding cymbals and things like that. Then another scripture, Psalm 69, says, I will praise the name of God with song and shall magnify him with thanksgiving. Colossians 3:15 says, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. The scripture I'm going to focus on tonight is 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. So you can write that down, or if you have your Bible or your Bible app, you can turn to that. 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. 1 Thessalonians, 5th chapter. Glory be to God. Every time I get excited, sometimes I just go so fast. So this is in the book of Thessalonians and Timothy. This is where Paul is giving some real practical teaching to churches. And so we have to, you know, just take a look at this. I love the Bible. It's my desire to just start a Bible class in the fall. So I'm trying to get that together, get some summer things out of the way. But in the meantime, we're going to look, like I said, at 1 Thessalonians. Can never go wrong with the Word of God. You just can't go wrong. And again, the topic is, should I praise God for everything? And I know people use the scripture, all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. But what about the bad things that happen to us? Should we praise God for them? And, you know, it can be a little bit of semantics, a little play on words. Should I praise God for everything? Or should I praise God through everything, in everything? You know, sometimes it's just like a child. We want something, we can't have it. We want to do something, we can't do it. And then lo and behold, on down the road, we're so grateful that we didn't get what we wanted when we wanted it. And God knows best. So sometimes when we don't get what we want, we can't see it right then and there. But do we always thank God for that? Oh, God, I'm so glad you didn't give me what we want. Well, we thank him after the fact, but when we're in it, we don't always thank him. So let's look at 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, beginning at the 12th verse. Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard and love because of their work. Well, that's talking about your leaders. Live in peace with each other, and we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive. Encourage the disheartened, help the weak, be patient with everyone. Now, you see what it says right there, warn those who are idle and disruptive. You know that saying, the idle mind is the devil's workshop? Well, idle and disruptiveness go together, according to the Bible. Verse 15, make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong. Help us, Lord. But always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. Ooh, Lord, help us today. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. I'm going to read verse 18 again. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So this is what I'm saying, the play on words. It doesn't say give thanks for all circumstances, but it says give thanks in all circumstances. Are you listening to me? So you may not thank God for what's happening to you. You know how when the pressure is on and you're going through, but sometimes we can say, Lord, I thank you that you're keeping me while I'm going through. So while I'm in the midst of what I'm going through, I don't like it, but I'm thanking you while I'm in the midst of it. Ha, glory be to God. And if we really want to get deep about it, we can run over to the book of Galatians, I believe it is. Give me a second and let me find that real quick. You know what I'm looking for? Count it all joy. Where is that scripture at? Hold on. It's in James. Thank God for Google. Count it all joy. First chapter of the book of James. Count it all, my brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. So, again, when you're going through something, and I know it's hard when you're in it, help us today, Lord, to say, oh, God, I thank you for this trial. It's usually when we come out of it that we're thankful, that we made it out. So the question is, should I praise God for everything? Well, you may not praise him for everything, but you definitely want to praise him in everything, in all that you go through, in your trials, in your tribulations, in your ups, in your downs. The scripture says that that we will not, if we, help me, Holy Ghost, help me, Holy Ghost, that if we don't faint, you know, in due season, we will reap. We'll mount up with wings as eagles. We'll run and not be weary. We just have to hold on. We have to hold on. Amen? So I want you to be able to not necessarily be happy, happy-go-lucky when you're going through a trial. And some people can do that. Some people can do that. Some people, no matter what they're going through, they can keep a smile on their face. They, you know, they won't, as they say, ever let you see them sweat. But you don't have to be, I'm trying to look for this other scripture. You don't always have to be happy about everything that you're going through. But truly, you can thank the Lord because you know that he's with you. Here it is, Isaiah, the 40th chapter. And again, you can write these down. Isaiah, the 40th chapter, beginning at the 31st verse. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. So when you're going through, you just have to wait on God. Basically, you have to be patient. And be patient with a positive attitude. Be patient with confidence that we know that God is going to bring us out. And you see, I changed that because it's not just you, it's me. We know that God is going to bring us out. We have to be patient with confidence. Patient with confidence that God is going to bring us out. And I think if we change our attitudes when we're going through, if we begin to look at it, like James says, this is a trial, this is a trying of my faith. Woo! Woo, I just felt that. What we're going through can be nothing more than a trying of what? Your faith. A trying of your faith. A trying of your faith to see how you're going to react when you go through. Are you going to have confidence in God? Are you going to be grateful? Look at the three Hebrew boys. They said, look, we're not going to bow down to you. We know our God can bring us out. Glory be to God. But even if he doesn't, we're still not going to bow because we know that he can if he chooses. Hallelujah. So that's confidence in the Most High God that keeps us from being in that toddler stage. Like, okay, God, if you do it, I love you. If you don't do it, I'm upset with you. Oh, God doesn't love me. He didn't give me what I wanted. You know, we have that little temper tantrum. Oh, yes, we do. Oh, God doesn't love me. You know, it's not working out. I thought I was supposed to have this. I missed it, whatever the case may be. But we have to have confidence in our God when we're going through. When we're going through, we need to be confident. We need to have faith and be confident. I can't emphasize that enough, that he's going to bring us out one way or the other. And I'm enjoying this process in my life, because sometimes when we want God to bring us out, we want him to bring us out the way we want him to bring us out. And that's not the issue on the floor. The issue is that he's going to bring us out. Again, like the Hebrew boy said, the three Hebrew boys said, look, we're not going to bow down to you because we know that he can bring us out. If he chooses to, fine. If he doesn't, fine. We're still not going to bow. We have confidence in our God. And, I mean, that kind of confidence caused them to go into a fire and not even be singed. A fire so hot that it killed the people, the soldiers that were bringing them there. So we want to be confident. So the question is, should I praise him for everything? Well, you can. You can. And I'm just going to keep it real. I may not praise him for everything. Oh, God, I thank you for this trial. Oh, I'm so grateful, Lord. I say, no, I may not praise him for everything, but I'm definitely going to praise him in everything, the things that I'm in and the things that I'm going through. And we often use going through as a cliche. Going through means you start at one end of the tunnel and you get through, hallelujah, to the other side. Thank you, Jesus. That's what going through means. We start at one end, and we go all the way through. Ha, thank you, Lord, and get to the other side. So while I'm going through, God is giving me strength. He's giving me courage. He's building me up. He's giving me endurance. My faith is increasing because I'm going through with an attitude of confidence, not in myself, hallelujah, but in him. That, Lord, I can't see my way. I can't really see what's at the end of this, but I thank you that I know that you're with me. I hope that's making sense tonight. I hope you're understanding what I'm trying to say. Because sometimes, you know, people, the church, people, friends, can make you feel bad and make you feel guilty and make you feel like you're missing something when you're not exactly happy about the things that are happening in your life. That's sometimes after they start accusing you. Well, what did you do? What happened? Did you pay your tithe? You know, did you praise God on Sunday? Well, yeah, you did all of those things, but guess what? Sometimes we're just going to go through. Do we like it? No. Sometimes we can have that foresight to say, ooh, okay, devil, I see where you're coming from. God, I give you thanks anyhow. I give you thanks anyhow because I know my blessing is on the other side of this mess right here. So that's a time when we can praise God for what we're going through. But sometimes, saints, we just have to thank him in the midst of it. Lord, I thank you. I thank you that I'm still holding on. Thank you that I haven't lost my mind. Thank you that this hasn't stressed me out till it has affected my body. Thank you that I can get up every day and still put a smile on my face, even though I'm in the midst of something and people have no idea what I'm going through. I thank you anyhow. Whew, hallelujah. So I hope that you're getting a clear understanding of what the book of Thessalonians is trying to tell us. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. I just like that. I like that in all circumstances, because that just frees me. I don't know about you. I may not necessarily want to give thanks for everything that's happening to me, but God, I thank you anyhow. Job said, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. So I'm giving thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ, to give all thanks in the circumstance. And give thanks, you know, just not a mind over matter thanks, but a faith thanks, a faith thanks, a thanks of confidence. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I don't see my way out right now. I can't really see where this is going. But God, I thank you because I know you're going to bring me out. All right, we're going to open up for somebody if they have any comments, questions. If you want to press 1, you are welcome to chime in because I do want to hear from you. I hope this is blessing you. I hope that you're understanding. If you have a question, then I'm here to answer. Amen. 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 So, you know, you can take that 1 Thessalonians and read about that in the 5th chapter on how we should give thanks and everything. Anybody have anything to say at all? Any questions? Just press 1, and then that'll let you in. Amen. Amen. Y'all quiet tonight. It's okay. We thank God for his goodness. We thank him for his goodness. Well, if no one has a question or anything to say, I'll just open up the lines here. And if anybody has anything to say, you can chime in if you want. Hello? Okay. Can y'all mind quiet? Well, we thank God for his goodness. I hope that this has been a blessing to you in terms of whether or not we should give thanks in all things. And so I'm just asking God to continue to bless you, continue to keep you, and we're just going to close in prayer. Amen. Again, if you have a question or comment, you can press 1. I opened up the lines, and we still, nobody had anything to say, and that's okay. That's okay. Father God, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for your word, Lord, 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, and how you're opening this up to us, how we should learn to give thanks in all things, because this is the will of Christ for our lives. We may not understand what we're going through, Lord. We may not always like what we're going through. We may not see it, see what the outcome or what the purpose of it is. But we thank you because we trust you. We have confidence in you. And we're leaning and depending on you. Help us to have confidence in you like never before. Help us to trust you, God, hallelujah, like never before. We trust our loved ones. We trust our mothers. We trust our fathers. We trust our jobs. We trust that we're going to get that paycheck. We have confidence. We don't even think about it, especially, Lord, when we have direct deposit, when we have those checks coming, we know they're coming. Help us to have that type of confidence in you, Father, that we know no matter what we're going through, you're there for us. You're going to bless us. You're going to look out for us. You're going to deliver us. You're going to cause us to be victorious so that we can continue to proclaim who you are in our lives. And we thank you for that, Father. We do thank you for that. I'm looking, Lord, for you to do outrageous, hallelujah, outrageous things. Outrageous, that's the word that I hear in the spirit. Outrageous things. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus, I thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Outrageous. Huh? Thank you, God. Things. I'm looking for that. We have confidence in you, God. Help us to walk in that confidence and that faith. The substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We're going to give you praise. We're going to give you honor. We're going to give you glory. We're going to give back to the kingdom because we know we can't beat you giving, Lord. All that you give to us, we cannot beat you giving. And we thank you for it all in Jesus' name. God bless you. Hope to see you on Sunday if you're in Charlotte. If not, give me a call. Go to our website, send me a note, email me, ladyparsons5@gmail.com. Love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you in Jesus' name.
Simone.